Taught by the Spirit. From the beginning, God has taught His faithful followers through the Holy Ghost. Often referred to as the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, the Spirit of the Lord, the Comforter, or simply the Spirit, the Holy Ghost teaches us in a variety of ways. Our scriptures are filled with dramatic examples of visions, dreams, or the appearances of angels as a means of teaching prophets and others. More often, however, the Spirit communicates to us through less dramatic but still powerful ways, promptings, a still small voice, or a feeling of warmth, peace, and comfort. We see in the Scriptures that those who were taught by the Spirit first prepared themselves by opening their heart and mind to receive divine inspiration in their lives. We must do the same as we seek answers to our prayers. Setting aside a time and a quiet place to pray invites the Spirit and allows us to hear and feel His inspiration. We can take an active role in being taught by the Spirit by often exerting ourselves spiritually, mentally, and physically, and then listening for an answer. The following are captions to the artwork accompanying this article: Abraham and the Three Angels by Bartolome Esteban Murillo. After Abraham and his wife Sarah made a covenant with God, the Lord sent three angels to tell the couple that they would have a son, Isaac. See Genesis chapters 17 through 18. I Did Raise My Voice That It Reached the Heavens by Walter Raine. Enos hungered and cried unto God in mighty prayer. See Enos chapter 1. St. Paul Writing by Jacob Adrians Backer. After Paul's dramatic spiritual experience on the road to Damascus and subsequent conversion, see Acts chapter 9, verses 3 through 18, he spent the rest of his life writing epistles of support and preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ throughout Asia Minor. The Spirit of Prayer by Claudio Roberto Aguiar Ramirez. The Spirit taught Nephi, son of Lehi, how to build a ship that would take Lehi's family to the promised land, though Laman and Lemuel bound Nephi with cords during the journey. The story is found in 1 Nephi, chapters 17 and 18. Mary's Visit to Elizabeth by Carl Heinrich Bloch. When Elizabeth heard Mary's salutation, the babe leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost and knew that Mary would be the mother of the prophesied Messiah. See Luke chapter 1, verses 39 through 45. The Conversion of Alma the Younger and the Sons of Mosiah by David Lynn. Alma and the sons of Mosiah flattered the people to do iniquities. An angel of the Lord appeared unto them and said, I come to convince thee of the power and authority of God. Their hearts were changed, and they became instruments in the hands of God in bringing many to the knowledge of the truth. See Mosiah chapter 27, verses 8 through 37. John the Revelator Shown the Heavenly City by Innes Fripp. The Apostle John wrote, Behold, the door was opened in heaven, and the first voice which I heard said, Come up hither, and I will show thee things which must be hereafter. Revelation chapter 4, verse 1. Jacob's Dream by Giuseppe de Ribera. The Spirit taught Jacob in a dream, Thy seed shall be as the dust of the earth, and in thy seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed. See Genesis chapter 28, verses 11 through 18. End of the article, Taught by the Spirit.